From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. On today's program, we continue a series of studies on the law of God, messages preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon, found in his collection called Morning by Morning.
This morning's text is found in Mark chapter 3 and verse 13. And he goeth up into a mountain, and calleth unto him who he would, and they came unto him. Here was sovereignty. Impatient spirits may fret and fume because they are not called to the highest places in the ministry. But, beloved, be it thine to rejoice that Jesus calleth whom he will. If he shall leave me to be a doorkeeper in his house, I will cheerfully bless him for his grace in permitting me to do anything in his service. The call of Christ's servants comes from above. Jesus stands on the mountain, evermore above the world in holiness, earnestness, love, and power. Those whom he calls must go up the mountain to him. They must seek to rise to his level by living in constant communion with him. They may not be able to mount to classic honors or to attain scholastic eminence, but they must, like Moses, go up into the Mount of God and have familiar intercourse with the unseen God, or they will never be fitted to proclaim the gospel of peace. Jesus went apart to hold high fellowship with the Father, and we must enter into the same divine companionship if we would bless our fellow men. No wonder that the apostles were clothed with power when they came down afresh from the mountain where Jesus was. This morning we must endeavor to ascend the Mount of Communion, that there we may be ordained to the life work for which we are set apart. Let us not see the face of man today till we have seen Jesus. Time spent with him is laid out at blessed interest. We too shall cast out devils and work wonders, if we go down into the world girded with that divine energy which Christ alone can give. It is of no use going to the Lord's battle till we are armed with heavenly weapons. We must see Jesus. This is essential. At the mercy seat we will linger till he shall manifest himself unto us as he doth not unto the world, and until we can truthfully say, we were with him in the holy mount.
Oh.
Are you seeking to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, but sometimes hesitant because of questions you may be asked? To assist you in your efforts at personal evangelism, Let the Bible Speak is happy to offer a DVD featuring Dr. Alan Cairns answering such questions as, why did Christ have to be God? Did God create evil? Or how do we know the Bible is the Word of God? Dr. Cairns answers these and many other questions in this DVD presentation called Q&A with Alan Cairns. In all, he responds to over 50 such concerns. We're happy to provide you free of charge this DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's words for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy simply by requesting it. Just ask for the DVD Q&A with Alan Cairns. You may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or if you wish, you may write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his message called Love for God, part of this series of studies in the Law of God. From Christ's words in Matthew chapter 22, we understand that we are to love God with all our heart, soul, and mind, and our neighbor as ourselves. This is where the power of true religion lies. Yesterday, Dr. Cairns began detailing the elements of loving God. The first is to know Him, gained through an earnest study of the Scriptures. Then we are to delight in God. He is to be the all-in-all of our lives. Now, with further light on loving God, here is Dr. Cairns.
The gospel is the way to come to know God and therefore to love Him. And, of course, ultimately, saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is the sure way to know and love the Lord. Notice what it says, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. You see, what the Savior is saying is that He must be thy God before you can love Him. The law does not propose to sinners that they should love God in order that God may love them. The law does not teach sinners that there's some possibility of salvation by works. No, on the contrary, it is only as we lay hold of God in Christ. It's only as we believe that in Christ God loves us that we will ever truly love God. Isn't this what John said in 1 John 4:19? We love Him because He first loved us. The first element then in loving God is knowing God. The second element in loving God is delighting in Him. Delighting in Him. You remember how the Lord describes His love for us? He describes it as delighting in us. Psalm 18, verse 19, He brought me forth into a large place. He delivered me because He delighted in me. It means because He loved me. But this is how it's described. Because He delighted in me. There's a beautiful text in Isaiah 62 in verse 4 that expresses this wonderfully. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate. But thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee. That's what God says to His people. Now, I'm very, very tempted to stop off and preach a little in that text, but that would not be warrantable for me, and it may be uncomfortable for you before the night were over. Christian, take this from the Lord tonight. The Lord delights in you. The Lord finds pleasure in you. The Lord, if I could use human language to describe eternal deity, the Lord's heart is thrilled at the very thought of His redeemed people. The Lord boasts of His people to angels and even to devils, as Job chapter 1 makes clear. The Lord delights in you. What a description of God's love. Why does God describe His love as delight? Because delight is a basic element in love. This is how we're to love God. Psalm 37 and 4 says, delight thyself in the Lord. Again, the bride in the Song of Solomon, the second chapter in the third verse, describes her bridegroom as the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under His shadow with great delight. His fruit was sweet to my taste. Let me tell you, my friend, the mark of the people of God. I will say a defining characteristic of a true Christian. I understand what I'm saying. If this finds no echo in your heart and in your experience, I don't care what church you're a member of. I don't care how many times you've walked the aisle. You're not a Christian. This is a defining characteristic of a true Christian. God's people find the Lord pleasing to their heart. They take pleasure in their God. They delight in Him. They delight in His person. They love to understand more and more what the Bible says about the person of their triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. They delight in His perfections, in His purposes, and in His promises. They delight to draw near to Him. The psalmist said in the 27th psalm, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. They delight to draw near to God. They delight to praise Him. One of the great marks of their delight is a spirit of gratitude, a spirit of thankfulness. Can a Christian live a single day without giving thanks to God for all that he has in Christ? Can a Christian possibly contemplate his existence in this world and his hopes for the world to come without bursting forth into praise? Give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, His mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Bless God tonight. God's people delight to praise Him, for praise is comely to the upright, and they delight to serve Him. The Savior Himself could say, and of course it's true of every Christian, as the psalmist made clear in the 40th Psalm, I delight to do Thy will, O my God. Yea, Thy law is within my heart. Thy law is within my heart. I have often quoted to you the words of the great C.H. Spurgeon on the fact of the law of God in the heart of the believer. And he said, in the head it puzzles, on the back it burdens, but in the heart it delights. Here then is the second element in love for God, to delight in Him. The third element is to desire Him. Desiring Him, whom have I in heaven but Thee? The 73rd Psalm asks, whom have I in heaven but Thee? And there is none upon the earth that I desire beside Thee. Here again is the mark of a Christian. Let me put it in one simple but very far-reaching sentence. And here I'm glad to be paraphrasing Thomas Boston. The soul that loves the Lord sees in Him all that satisfies, and apart from Him, it sees nothing that is necessary to its good and its happiness. The soul that truly loves the Lord sees in Him all that satisfies. We were singing that great old gospel hymn tonight. Now none but Christ can satisfy. None other name for me. There's love and life and everlasting joy, Lord Jesus, found in Thee. The mark of love for God is to desire Him. Those who live their lives without any real desire after God are living their lives without Him. Then there is a fourth element. And that is what I will call confiding trust. John said in 1 John 4 and 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Paul said, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. How do you know you love God? Because you trust Him. You trust Him. Even in human relationships, true love is a trusting thing. Paul said this in 1 Corinthians 13 about love. It believeth all things. The soul that truly loves the Lord will confidently trust in Him. The elements in love for God. Quickly then, a word about the exercise of love for God. Now, the Lord Jesus, in their Bible reading tonight, is quoted as saying, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. That's really quoting from Deuteronomy 6 and verse 4. Not an exact word for word quotation, But if you take Deuteronomy and then Matthew, and you look at parallel passages in Mark 12 and 30 and Luke 10 and 27, you'll find that there are actually four words that are used. We're to love God with all our heart. That always comes first in all the lists. With all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength. Now, there is a way in which those words really are all saying the same thing. There is a way in which the Lord is simply piling word upon word to say, love God with everything that's in your being. That's true. And yet, I can't help but think that he didn't choose these words for no particular reason. Love God with all your heart. We must love the Lord affectionately. There is a genuine affection. I know that many people, this seems to be more and more true of the intellectual among God's people. So I have to warn quite a few of you who are obviously in the intellectual segment of society to distrust emotion in religion. You can get to a place where you look down on those emotional people. Now there is an emotion that's all wrong. The charismatic hype that simply works upon people's emotions, that uses the techniques of the world in order that emotions may be wrought within these people, that then they may be manipulable. That is all wrong. But was there not deep emotion in Isaiah when he saw the glory of God in his tree and filling the temple? Was there not deep emotion when he cried, I am a man of unclean lips and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips? Was there not deep emotion in the heart of the Apostle John in Revelation chapter 1 when he saw on the Isle of Patmos that vision of the glorified Christ and he fell at his feet as one dead? Was there not deep emotion in the heart of our Savior in Gethsemane's garden when his very sweat was like blood? I tell you, there must be an emotion that is deep and real, that is wrought out of the very depths of our being because of the greatness and the grandeur and the glory of the vision of our God. Only people who see little or nothing of the beauty of Jesus can be people without emotion in their religion. Give us a sight of Christ and we'll weep like children.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us at 1-864-244-2408. That's 1-864-244-2408. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there's a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. This is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.